You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This new album of yours couldn't come at a better time. I mean, Valentine's Day, 2 days after Valentine's Day. Was that planned?
Well, we definitely spent a lot of time planning when we wanted to release. So it wasn't haphazard at all. But I think, it being around Valentine's Day was definitely a perk, for sure.
This new album titled Grip, you've said that it's a meditation on physical intimacy. In your own words, how would you best describe this new body of work?
Well, I would describe it as a document of how wondrous physical touch is. I would describe this as an album that explores a sensation more so than a narrative. I was really interested in the different places where a good grip is celebrated. Sometimes that is in private with a partner or in public. It could be on a vacation with someone you love, or it could be in the middle of a crowded club. But I think physical touch is so exciting. And I think especially when it's with someone that knows you really, really well.
I've always found your music quite intimate. How would you best describe your sound for those people that maybe haven't listened to your previous albums and even leading up to the release of a new one?
I would say that I make a lot of music about desire, and I would like to think I'm pretty imaginative. And so I think both of those things are a huge part of my work. I do really value spaces that celebrate queer folks. I think that's really important. Yeah, I really love community and being in spaces where with people who speak a similar language as me. That's always, it's really nice to sort of let your hair down and unbutton the top button of the shirt and really just let go a little bit. So I really enjoy that.
Are there any other artists that you admire in that regard when it comes to queer storytelling?
There's writers that I really appreciate. I think about Jericho Brown. There's a poet that I really admire. When I think of singers, there's Destin Conrad and Lil Nas X. I think they're doing incredible work. Those are the first three names that come up. those are the first three names that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, and I'd love to chat about Deacon and Soils as well, your previous albums. In regard to the release of Grips on the 16th, how does your previous bodies of work differ from this new project you're about to release?
I am always interested in expressing my fullness, and me wanting to express my fullness also asks me to be as honest as I can be through the work, to share myself as honestly as I can. I think because of that, each album sort of looks different. Like, what is important to me that I feel the need to express right now? And it's just one part of me at that moment. Yeah, I think with Soil, I had a lot of questions about partnership, and I don't think I had any answers, but I had a lot of questions. So I expressed that and expressed sort of things that I didn't quite understand, expressed things with Soil. I expressed things that I couldn't quite understand. And then with Deacon, I was really interested in the calm and the peace and the respite that comes when you're with someone that you really trust and that they trust you, and just the stillness. And I think it's oftentimes people are told, at least with my generation, but maybe it's always been there, but to look for the spark and the flame and the fire with the partnership. And I think now I'm interested in going towards the calm and the peace, and even the moments that might feel boring, the moments that might feel too banal. That to me is where that's where the gold is. And so Deacon was about that. And with Grip, I was really interested in touching in various places. And so that's sort of why I steer away from saying it's just about one physical space, because it's not. It's about touch in various places. And it could be in the living room with a partner, at the kitchen, or it could be at a hotel or a club. And that's what I was interested in. Oh, there's a song that I love, Roberta Flack's Feel Like Making Love. And she talks about the mundane moments with somebody that she loves and somebody that she cares about. Strolling in the park, watching winter turn to spring. What is it? Sitting in the dark, watching lovers do their things. That's the time I feel like making love to you. I think in the restaurant, Holding Hands by Candlelight, and You're Touching Me, One of You Without My Mind, or something like that. You know, I think it's really beautiful lyrics, but it's simple. Whether it's a long-term relationship or somebody new that someone's dating, those little moments, those tiny little patches build the mound, you know, those little crumbs craft the pie. And yeah, I think if we want to find a way to look through my work, perhaps one way is like, yes, I think my work is a lot about desire and imagination, but it's also about being sensitive enough to explore the small moments as well.
I'd love to know more about your influences, even if it's just for this project Grips or throughout your entire career. In fact, I've been reading a lot about your gospel influences. Is there anything else that you can tell us that has really inspired your sound?
Like many people, my life is like a quilt. I did grow up listening to gospel, but I also grew up on R&B and listening to that heavily. And I also was born and raised in Baltimore and listened to a lot of Baltimore club music. Rhythm and pulse and beat has always been such a huge part of my life and the way that it prompts us to move. So I think with Grip, I wanted to call on something that I've known. There's so many artists that I think are doing an incredible job at doing great sonic storytelling, but you know, I love Victoria Monet and SZA and Jordan Ward, and there's so many artists that are just that are doing incredible work. So I'm always listening to R&B. That's always in my ears.
I'd love to ask you what your favorite or what you think the best era of R&B is, but I feel like we'd be in controversial territory there. Who are some of your favorite R&B artists or some R&B artists that you really admire?
Well, I guess I'll backtrack a bit, and I think the best era of R&B is whatever era we're in at the moment, you know, because hindsight and nostalgia will always point back to a previous era and say, oh, like, that was the one. But, you know, in the 90s and 2000s, there were people that thought that maybe that wasn't, and actually there's proof where they thought that the artists that were really leading the conversation, they weren't always given their flowers immediately, you know? So I think I'm so curious when I'm 60 years old to look back on and see where he would be like, 2020s, that was the era of R&B, you know? So right now I would say, I love Lucky Day. Also Raven Lanae is incredible. Yeah, I'm trying to think of who else is I'm listening to. Brent Faiyaz. Yeah, there's so much, and I think that is something that the streaming services really did a great job at, is exposing us to other artists. So there's so much out there. There's so much out there, and artists that are exploring different ends of the spectrum. So, yeah.
And my last question for you. When Grips comes out on February 16th, where is the best place someone should listen to this? Should they do any preparation? Should they be listening to it by themselves, candlelight, bath, the whole shebang? Or should you be listening to it with your significant other, perhaps?
Yeah, I would say with a significant other is always great. Also, I guess it, and this isn't, I'm not trying to be elusive, but I guess it depends on the listener. You know, I think The car listen is always great with the windows down on a long scenic drive. That's always fantastic. Some people like to do a little step, do a little bounce while they're cooking. So maybe cooking's best. But I think because it is about closeness and touch and intimacy, if you have a special person, listen to it with them, you know, whether it's at home or outside. And if you don't have a person, imagine one, you know.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.